I'm Tommy Gimler. It's Carolina and Denver in Super Bowl 50, brought to you by Bud Light and PETA. Like my ex-girlfriend's hymen, we'll break down what happened in the championship games.
And I'm Gary Dudak. A 50-year-old Michigan man died while he rolled his car on an I-75 on-ramp. Police said he was watching porn on his cellular phone and wasn't wearing pants when they found him.
Frank Savage! Frank Savage! He was masturbating!
The Daily of the Decker. Nothing but sports and crap.
All right, Gary, great to have you here. It's great to see that one of the two people we had scheduled for tonight decided to show up.
Yeah, I never don't show up. Always on time.
The fabulous T-Sean has yet to make an appearance since his trip to Asia, since his honeymoon in Asia. Something went on over there.
Yeah.
He ate a bad spider, I think. I think it's something got in the bloodstream where it's really, he's become real lethargic.
He said that one thing that stood out to him when he was there was that he noticed there was a lot of white middle-aged men like him trying to find brides to take back to America. I think it threw him off. I'm serious. I think
women or boys?
No, like women, you know, young Asian women to bring back. And I think it was troubling to him. I think he's been shaken. His world's been shaken.
Well, there were badminton courts and men trying to find brides. I'm out for a while.
All right, let's jump on into the hot mess.
The hot mess.
First up in the hot mess, the NFL.
NFL.
Now, most media outlets will be talking all week about the big game next Sunday, but you tune into the Daily Upper Decker for the important shit like, number one, an unnamed Broncos player said he tried to rub his nuts on Tom Brady's face.
Ooh.
Sunday afternoon. Did you read this or not?
I know, I heard about it, but I never read the article, so... But I guess I know all I need to know. Unnamed?
I think what sucks is that they didn't add a name. Like, if you're going to print, it was Robert Klemko from Monday Morning Quarterback. If you're going to print that, I want a name.
Yeah. I mean, it had to have been that one dude who came out and said he hated them, right? That lineman? Who was that? Damn, what was his name? There was a big lineman, and all morning long.
Was he white or black?
He was a white dude.
The one white guy on the Denver defense?
Yeah.
His name is like Wolf or something
yes,
like that?
Yes, I think that
like
was it. Yes.
Dennis,
I think he had a sack
Wolf?
At the beginning of the game. He had a big sack or a big tackle or something.
I don't know. I think that the Denver defense needs to start interviewing people, like the Rooney Rule, except for white people. There's only one of the 11 guys in the starting lineup for Denver's defense is white. I might be on to something there.
Number one defense in the league, though, correct?
It is the number one defense in the league.
Well, there you go.
It is. What would it be if they had to interview something? You know, the Rooney Rule is, you know, states that every team must interview an African American candidate.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's a bigger what's the word I'm looking for? A bigger not endangerment, but like a bigger crisis,
yes.
A bigger crisis on the Denver defense. Right now. So what would they call it? Not the Rooney Rule. Maybe they would call it the...
Something with like...
The Milky Rule.
Yeah.
The Milky
Corn-fed rule. Something from Nebraska. Like what's
something Polish.
Yeah.
There you go. The Chakowski Rule or something like that. Yeah.
That made sense.
So who do you think... You thought it was the one white guy.
It has to be. Because he came out and said he hated Brady like earlier and said that he, you know, he was a big baby and said he physically, like he couldn't stand him. He wanted to hurt him. So I think he would also want to wipe his nuts on Brady's face.
Were there any gay players? Are there any gay players on the Denver defense?
That's
Von Miller I could see. Von Miller's so fashionable. Like I could see
glasses.
Him being gay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus Von Miller's like a wild card out there. You know, he's probably all hopped up on some shit. He was pretty ruthless that I could see him wanting to.
Yeah. If Matt Prater was still kicking for him, it definitely banked on him. He just got drunk and just started.
He would tackle a guy out of bounds intentionally. Yeah. Just to. So you're going with Dennis Wolf, the one white dude. I'll go with T.J. Ward. He seemed a little fired up.
Yeah,
he
that's
seemed
true.
A little fired up on Sunday. He had at least one unnecessary roughness penalty. I could see him, you know, doing a safety blitz and getting in there.
Yeah, that's fair.
I could see him like trying to rub his nuts on his face, like while Brady's still standing.
Just jump up.
Yeah, while Brady cut. I could see that.
That'd be a hell of a sack if you jumped up and your nuts went right into the face mask and took him down. That'd be amazing.
I'm sure it's happened.
Top 10 play.
I bet you it happens in the NBA.
Yeah, oh,
a
definitely.
Couple times.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
Sure. The NBA. We'll call it the NBA move. All right, moving on here in the NFC Championship game. We do have a new dud poll up at dailyupperdecker.com. You can also find us on Facebook and on Twitter at Daily Upper Deck. You can also find us on Vine. We put up a couple of dandies. was it this Sunday or no? It was the previous Sunday. Yeah, it was the Broncos Steelers when it was the mysterious fart. Right,
oh, that was
the fourth
hilarious.
Quarter. Did you hear
yeah,
that?
Jim Nance and Phil Sims.
Oh, yeah.
Brrr, yeah.
It was great. I think it was Sims.
That was like a trumpet.
That seemed like a 50-some-year-old man holding some some shit in, like a bad enchilada or a bad quesadilla green room that morning.
I was thinking about that. What happens if Jim Nance just all of a sudden has one of those moments where he has to go shit?
Like, Excuse me, friends.
Yeah. I mean, if Phil had to take over for 5 minutes by himself, you know how horrible that would be?
Well, I thought it happened last year to Bob Costas.
That's right.
Right. He had to turn it over to John Smoltz. Yeah. He was just like, hey, nature called. I had to go. But you would think, like, those guys, if it's just number one, just, like, give me a bottle or something, yeah, and I'll pee right out of the
– yeah.
Just while you're sitting underneath the table.
Oh, sorry, the dud pole.
Yeah, speaking of shit, we have a new dud pole at dailyupperdecker.com, and it has to deal with the NFC Championship game, which is one of the worst games I've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
It really was. I mean, think about the championship games last year. The AFC Championship was pretty dull. The only thing that made it a story was Deflategate.
Oh, that's right. And that wasn't even until afterward. But yeah.
That was even worse, I think, than this one. But I mean,
but that one was at least close at halftime. It was like 14-7, right? I mean, a little bit closer, I think.
Right. And this one should have been closer at halftime, but Carson Palmer.
That was one of the worst. It was horrible. What do you have? 4 picks, 2 fumbles, right?
Something like that. Like, I remember watching Brett Favre throw like 6 interceptions one time
against
the
Rams.
But it wasn't in the NFC Championship game. It was like the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah. Man, it was so bad.
So as I'm watching the game, I was just like, wow, Carolina is literally just shitting in the mouths of the Arizona Cardinals right now. And I was like, well, what is probably like, and I just kept thinking about what are other ways that you could possibly describe what is going on in the NFC Championship game. And this is what I came up with. So it's a new dud poll at dailyupperdecker.com. What is the best way to describe what Carolina did to Arizona in the NFC Championship game? Choice number one, the Panthers held the Cardinals down and shit in their mouths. Choice number two, if Arizona is your mom, I'm sorry. There's no easy way to put it. Carolina fisted your mom and then texted a picture of it to the Pope. Number three, pretend that Arizona is that brother you hated growing up in part because he was a retard. Your other brother, Carolina, didn't care for him either and pushed him out of the station wagon on a family trip to Kansas while your dad was doing 75 miles an hour on I-70. Number four, heading into the NFC Championship game, Arizona looked like Charlotte McKinney. Carolina punched her in the face so hard that she now looks like Clint Howard. And number five, there's video evidence of what went down, and you can fast forward to the 36-minute, 15-second mark of deliverance to watch it. Let's see. Let's go to the results right now. So far, 15 people have voted, and the deliverance.
Wow.
Deliverance has the most votes. 40% of the votes have gone to deliverance.
Man. I watched that not too long ago. I was shocked at how soon that happens in the movie.
Deliverance?
Like, yeah.
36 minutes in?
Yeah. I was like, oh, it must be like the end or something. It must be like the climax of the movie. No, it's like right away.
Like, well, it has to happen there because that's the whole, at that point,
then
it kind of
like, they're fucked.
Creates the fear of like, you know, are they going to go down?
Yeah.
And
I'm going to go with the fisting one. I'll vote later. I'm going to go with the fisting one.
That your mom got fisted and then they texted a picture of it to the Pope.
Anything involving fisting and Catholicism, I always like lean toward.
There's got to be something in Revelations about it. I'm surprised that's not on. There should be like a new Ten Commandments. Like, thou shalt not fist your mom. Like, how did that not make the Ten Commandments?
Yeah, I feel like with the internet these days and all the horrible, horrible videos, those should be incorporated somehow into the Ten Commandments.
No, we'll talk about that more later on. Like, we're not going to have to put this on the stones because people will get it. Like, you know, they'll know that that's just wrong and that's something that they probably shouldn't do.
Mr. Hands.
When we get to the dude who was wanking it and then rolled his car at 3:30 in the morning, when we get that, remind me, bring up the whole
we'll
fisting and the Pope. All right.
And Mr. Hands.
So just when you thought it couldn't get any more disgusting than what the Arizona Cardinals put there, you know, any more disgusting than their on-the-field performance in the NFC Championship game, Jason Pierre-Paul said, fuck that, I've got something even worse, and he released a picture of him in the hospital the day after he blew his hand to shit. Did you see this picture?
I did, and it was baffling. Yeah. He looks like he is on his deathbed, first of all, with his face is like, he looks like he's dead, actually.
He looks like a stillborn child, like a big stillborn child.
There you go, yeah. It's puzzling that he would do that. I mean,
It was an Instagram, and he had like a little quote that said,
like, get back up.
I think he was doing it to be like an inspiration.
Yeah.
Like, it honestly, like, this picture will help you in your weight loss challenge. Like, if you look at this every single morning, you're like, you know what? I'll settle for like maybe just some cornflakes. And that's it. It looks
deeply
terrible.
Disturbing. Yeah.
He's got a little bit of blood on his gown.
Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah, I mean, he looks like a kid with Downs.
Yeah. Like, he looks like other football players should be visiting him later for, like, to make a wish, you know, to, like, lift right. his spirits.
Or, like, remember I did a story for Mandatory once about, like, the people who their friend died and they took, like, pictures with them or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, the death selfies or whatever.
Yeah, it yeah. almost looks like Jason Pierre-Paul died and, like, this is the way they left him and now, like, you can come take pictures with him at the bed. Like, he's ready to have pictures taken with him.
Yeah, someone needs to take away his phone, I think, just for a long. Maybe just make all of his decisions for him. Can he hire somebody for that?
Yeah, he's not making good decisions
at all.
And I think that the great part, I know you haven't been here. We actually, and I should have done an article on this. We have audio of the night that it went off. Do you know this?
No.
Oh, really?
No, I don't know.
Oh, this is outstanding. So I put it up here. Let me bring it up. We have audio the night that Jason Pierre.
This is real.
Yeah, yeah. Here we go. The night that Jason Pierre blew his hand to shit. Audio. That's a motherfucking bootleg
fireworks.
Oh,
yeah,
that's outstanding.
It all came back to me.
It's not the actual audio of Jason Pierre-Paul blowing his hand to shit that night, but you got to figure it had to be something close to that.
Oh, man.
You can't tell me that there wasn't one, oh, shit, but he blew his
hand. I'm sure there was some N-words, too, that they can say that we
can't. Some N-bombs yeah, dropped. Yeah. Like, I can imagine that, like, as soon as it going off, like, the first, like, the feeling in the hand, like, when it goes off, like, ah, shit.
Like, fuck, yeah.
And then when he looked at it, like, oh, shit. Yeah. Oh, shit. When he saw, like, you know, he had no yeah. longer had an index finger on his
burning
hand.
Burning your hand on, like, the stove, but then, like, 10 times worse on
when
the reaction. Yeah.
I actually think that's pretty accurate.
Yeah, that's pretty close.
I wonder if anybody, like,
Jesus.
So, based on the amount of fireworks that he brought to the table that night, like, somebody had to be filming.
Yeah.
There has to
be
footage.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
For all the people, like, you know, because it was probably, like, his entourage and all their kids and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, somebody had to be filming when that happened. I can't believe we haven't seen footage of that yet.
Unless he, like, walked off or something and was, because he knew he was about to do something stupid. Or had a bad feeling, you know, so he walked a little bit further away, holding the stick of dynamite in his hand. Was that what it was, right?
He was literally holding the firecracker
yeah.
in
oh,
his hand.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm sure it'll come out. TMZ will get it. They always do.
Like, isn't that something that you learn? I feel like my mom or dad told me that, like, at a young age.
Yeah.
Like, never surround a little firework with your entire hand because it'll blow it off. Like, you know, you can hold it in your hand if you want, but they would even, like, don't even hold it in your hand.
Yeah. I was afraid of black cats, so, like,
right,
I
because if you go like this, it'll just blow yeah. your fist off. But if you light it off like this, yeah, it should just
exactly.
go off in your hand. Yeah.
He must have, yeah. I mean, Lord knows. If he's
where was your father, JPP? Where was
Jesus?
He? Lord,
Jesus,
where JP. Was your father? Let's move on here in a hot mess. On to the college game. Missouri quarterback Matty Mauch is in deep shit. Did you even know who Matty Mauch was before this?
I did, only because of my gambling addiction. That's
correct.
Yeah.
I'm right with you on yeah. that. That's the only reason why I knew.
A lot of Missouri unders this year.
I didn't know it was spelled M-A-T-Y, though. You know, that's a red flag right there.
I didn't know that either, but yeah. Anytime you have a name that should end on, like, just a hard consonant and you add an E, like, I'm Gary, but I'm not, like, born Gare.
Yeah,
but
right.
like if you're Matthew or like Edward or like and you add a like Eddie or Maddie, right. Like, right. that to me is just wrong.
Well,
especially with one T.
Fine. Yeah, yeah, exactly. If you're gonna be Maddie here, M-A-T-T-Y. Like, I thought when I was
Matey?
Reading this, I looked at it, I'm like, God, I'm like, that's such a fucking bad spelling error. Like, how did you not double check that? And then I went to another site and it was like, oh, that's the way he spells it. Like, what a dickhead.
Yeah.
That has shit dick written all over it. M-A-T-Y, pronounce it Matty, please. Anyway, Matty Mauch's a deep shit again after a video surfaced online of him snorting a line of blow, or at least trying to. So did you watch the video?
I did,
like,
yes.
He sucked at that, too. Like, he sucks at the quarterback position. And then he also sucks at doing blow. He barely got any of it.
Exactly. That's why Johnny Manziel is so impressive. Because at least like when he's going to do a stupid selfie of himself partying, he's going to be holding some Four Loko and rapping along. He's going to look cool. You know, he's not going to fuck it up.
And he's also in college could play the quarterback position rather well. You know, that's what separates him.
Not Matty Mauk.
From Matty Mauk, yeah. So now he's suspended indefinitely while a school investigates. But teammates have come out, and I guess now he's got a short. I'm not on Matty Mauk patrol. We don't have any interns at the University of Missouri to send us a picture of what he looks like now. But I guess based on his haircut now and what he was in the video, like it's cleaning obviously like an older video. Depending on when he got his haircut, it could be like a video from 3 weeks ago, right? Yeah. But his teammates and other people are saying that it's a video from like 2 years ago. So he was already suspended last year for drug use. And then once they put and specifically cocaine.
Okay.
So
this could be part of that.
The school reportedly, according to the St. Louis Dispatch, the school reportedly knew that he was doing it. So they tested him. He failed. They suspended him for a couple games.
Sounds about right.
He comes back. The day that he gets reinstated, apologizes to his teammates. He gets in a bar fight, suspended for the rest of the year. Right. So this is like his third suspension now.
Wow.
So but odds are they're going to find out that the video's old. He's already technically been suspended for it.
I mean, do you think they will find out that it's old, really?
Yeah, okay. I think it will. Okay. They'll trace it. I'd love that it was posted by some guy named like Ray King 56. Like, remember the old fat black lefty Cardinals reliever?
Yes,
he's on the Brewers too. And here, let me bring up the the line in the line from Twitter. So this is Ray King at Ray 56 King. Matty Mauk missing the line just like he misses his receivers. It's outstanding.
Man, kicking him while he's down.
Nah, it's great.
That's great.
So what's probably going to happen is they're going to reinstate him. He's going to play his senior year. You know, I just can't
wait.
That'll
be awful again.
Here's the one thing that I love about this story is I cannot wait to see the College Game Day signs.
Oh, man.
With Matty Mauk. Like, how awesome are those going
to
be?
I mean, is Missouri good enough to get one of those games? They have to be,
oh,
right?
Of course. Yeah, but I mean, it'll even be like in probably like the first week, no matter what the games are. You know, you'll see signs that have nothing to do with the two teams who are there.
Yeah. There'll be some clever as shit ones with a few typos, a few grammatical errors, but still good.
Right. So I can't wait to see that. But as far as Matty Mauk goes, like, what is his biggest mistake here? Like, blow 101. I've done blow before.
Yeah.
Right? A lot of us have. And I just made sure that when I did it, I was around friends and no one was recording. Not even my best friend was recording. Like, who does that? Who says, hey, hold on, Matty, before you do that, I got to record you. And you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
I was going to say, do you think that like right afterwards he was like following the guy around, or was he so fucked to try to delete the video, or was he just so fucked up that he didn't care? Like, do you think a lot of the times these guys just do not give a shit?
I think they do because probably for their entire lives they've had someone like covering shit up for them.
Yeah.
Like, look at Aaron Hernandez down at Florida.
Good point.
Like, so yes, eventually he's going to keep killing people. He shot a guy in the head down in Florida, and the university covered it up.
Yeah.
The local cops covered it up, and he was like, wow, I got away with that. So now I'm going to kill a couple people
in Boston.
2011.
Yep. Yeah.
And then he got away with that. So it was like,
keep on killing.
Fuck, Odin Lloyd, I don't like you.
Yeah.
Or you pissed me off. I'm going to kill you, and I'm probably going to get away with this too.
Man.
And that's the whole, like, the precedent that you set here with these kids is that it's just like, if you keep covering for them, like, oh, it's okay, you keep giving them extra shots, like, no, don't worry about it, you'll get a second chance, a third chance, we'll take care of it.
Is that called effluenza, right? The effluenza kid?
I think I had the effluenza a couple weeks ago and I lost some weight, but I mean, I think that's what it is. I think you're right in that they just don't give a shit.
Yeah. It'd be awesome to grow up like that.
So what do you think his biggest mistake is? Being recorded while doing cocaine, or not going to Florida where they get away with shit.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
that.
He should have gone to the U, definitely.
Miami, he Florida
could be
State.
He could be a backup, just living the dream down there in Miami, Florida State, doing as much blow as he wants.
Just or anywhere. But you would think Missouri, actually, in Columbia, Missouri football probably fucking rules right now. Like, I can't believe
that's a good point.
I can't believe that this video actually. I can't believe, like, after he got busted for drugs, like, he didn't say, like, he had to know that this video existed, right? Like, yes. There's actually video proof of me doing it that might come
cover
out
your tracks, yeah.
Right, exactly. At that point, when you're busted, just come all out.
I have a feeling they're going to find out that it wasn't that old time. Like, it's more recent than that.
While he was suspended,
While he was suspended, or like the end of this past season or something. Right. Like, you know, they're going to find out that it was more recent and he's going to be fucked all over again.
Yeah. Once you get caught and get suspended, you almost have to give like the chunk from Goonies kind of confession. And then in the fifth grade, I blamed it on a dog. You know, and you got to give
let
that
it all
whole,
out.
Let it all out. So then once all this shit comes up, it'll be like, oh, okay. Yeah. That happened from a while ago.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think we're still going to find out more stuff about, like, Jameis Winston, too. Like,
that's a great set. Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah. I'm so glad you read into that. Moving on here in college, in the college football hot mess, Florida State settled with the girl who said Jameis Winston raped her. But did you see the settlement? So they settled for $950,000.
Oh, that's it? I didn't see the number.
So $950,000, but, and like, the girl's attorney was like, no, he's never seen this. It's, like, more of a PR move. So basically, Florida State comes out and says that her accusations are meritless, that we do believe, we were certain we would have prevailed in court, but to save the taxpayers money and
yeah,
all that
of course.
Stuff, you know, and the legal bills.
They take the high road, huh?
They estimated like $1.7 million in legal bills. So they're like, we'll just settle for $950,000. And then to make themselves look good, we only gave the girl $250,000 of that, and $700,000 went to her attorney fees.
Oh my God.
And the attorneys came out and they're like, that's bullshit. That is not the money that we're making off of this right here. Like, she's getting way more than that. And they even came out, the attorney said, like, I don't know, I've never seen this in like a report. So he said it's a total PR move with them just trying to show that he's innocent. We didn't do anything wrong. We're just doing this to save money.
You know, I never thought there was a state more fucked up than Florida until I saw Making a Murderer. And then obviously it's Wisconsin. But still, Florida's still there. Yeah, I guess just Manitowoc. But that is just so, I mean, this shit happens all the time, right? I mean, you just, it happened to Ben Roethlisberger a couple times, right? He just ends up settling. Oh, we would have won.
Michael Jackson, Kobe Bryant.
Exactly.
All this
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah. We would have won, you know. This has just been a total, what do they always say? Like, always. You know, to maintain, you know, the credibility, or they have no credibility, like they're meritless for the victim or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like our client,
this is in no way an admission of guilt.
There you go. That's correct. What I was looking for. Yeah. Every fucking time. So, I mean,
and
it's just
a total PR move because you have people like my parents and like my wife's parents who sit at home and they watch the news and they take it for the word for their.
Oh,
whatever
yeah.
They say, that is the way. That is the truth.
Yep.
You know, absolutely. Dan Rather would never lie. He's probably not even doing news anymore. I
is
even
he
know
alive?
Who, he's still alive.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, I was thinking of a different guy.
But, like, you know, but it doesn't matter. Whatever they say. So when you show pictures of this, and that's why, like, with the whole Making the Murderer thing.
Oh, yeah.
I tried to get my parents to watch it. And I even gave them, like, my Netflix code and everything. I'm like, watch it. It's so unbelievable. My mom's like, no, he raped her.
Oh,
I'm like,
my.
I'm like, Mom, no.
She's like, Nancy Grace.
Yeah.
She just held on to the, like, no, it was a rape and there was a confession. And then they slit her throat. Like, all this stuff that they just heard for the first time. They they take this complete biblical and it can't
but
be wrong.
But that's why, like, Florida State does this and releases those statements.
Of course.
Because then people will be like, oh no, Jameis didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah,
Jameis. No, he's
oh, there. You
no,
go.
They just settled for the legal bills.
It's right there in the headline. They said they would have won anyways. They just wanted to save us some money.
Yeah, they settled for us.
Yeah,
they wanted
good.
To save us some money. They're good people.
By the way, Jameis not getting out of Florida and staying in Tampa is like, you know, it's going to come back. Right. Like you said, he's been given everything his whole life, or at least for his college years and whatever. And he, you know, gets away with whatever he wants pretty much. And now he's staying in that state. He's a god, you know. They're pretty good. He's probably going to win Rookie of the Year, right? Like, was there somebody better than him as far as offensive?
No, he should win Rookie of the Year, yeah.
And so it's just he's going to keep getting, you know, all these accolades and keep getting more praise and all this. And then pretty soon he's going to probably rape somebody again. Most likely.
I got away with it once.
Exactly, yeah.
Speaking of getting away with shit or feeling entitled, this is a perfect segue as we go into the hot mess NBA section.
NBA.
I like it.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you. That's good. Blake Griffin, speaking of entitled, broke his right hand after hitting the team's equipment manager in the face multiple times.
Weird story.
Earlier this week, or I think it was over the weekend,
they said,
Saturday,
yeah, over
right?
the weekend,
Saturday
in Toronto.
When they were in Toronto, yeah. So he hit him multiple times. So apparently they were in a restaurant as a team eating. Whatever words were said, Blake Griffin hits him in the face. The equipment manager walks outside. Blake Griffin follows him and keeps hitting him out there. So Blake Griffin breaks his right hand in the process. The equipment manager has facial injuries. He's taken to a hospital and treated. And, you know, they're separated and whatnot. But the only thing I thought about was what had to be said at that point for Blake Griffin to go apeshit like that. What would you have what would you have to say to a guy like that?
I mean, so apparently he knew this guy, right?
Would you please pass the salt?
No.
Not going to do it.
What if it really was something that simple?
Oh, man, just something that just – he was just having a bad day, and he just – something pushed his buttons, grinding his gears.
Griffin's just fucking starving, and the equipment manager leaves, like, six French fries on his plate, like, and just – you know, puts his napkin and shit on there. Like, what were you doing? I would have eaten that if you...
Oh. Yeah, or like they had a joke and he like stuck his finger in his drink or something and it was just the wrong time to do it, you know, just something that's really small. Wet Willy. So apparently he knew this guy, right? Like, there's a lot of pictures of them on Instagram. They're like buddies. Did you see that?
Well, right. Once you throw in like even just the personnel, there's only 12 players on an NBA team. Yeah. So once you throw in the personnel, they're all buddies. I mean,
exactly.
They're like one small family, yeah.
And like Doc Rivers said, it wasn't basketball related, which obviously no shit, right? He had to have said something about his family or his, like you said, maybe his...
Which is what we've come up with. We've come up with a list of things that might have been said to Blake Griffin to make him punch the equipment manager.
I mean, maybe something about his brother. What's his brother's name?
Taylor.
Who he played ball with, right?
Right. But, you know, so Blake Griffin, you look at Blake Griffin, and you're like, wow, this guy might have a dash of downs.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Like, you know, if you see Blake Griffin walking down the street and he's wearing, like, a ripped hoodie or something like that, like, you might throw him, like, a buck or, like, ask him if he lost his parents or something like that. Or did you break out of a home? Did you break out of a shelter or something like that? Like, let's get you in. You look at Taylor. Like, you cannot believe that Taylor was actually, like, at an institution of higher learning.
Yes.
Like, he looks even worse than his brother. Like, maybe Blake's missing, like, half a chromosome. Taylor's missing three quarters of one. Or has an extra one or whatever.
So maybe the equipment manager told him, like, hey, your brother Taylor is still crushing more pussy than you.
And yes, correct. Correct. Yeah, even though your brother looks more of a retard, like, more of a retard than you, he's probably got, he's crushing more pussy over in Italy.
I mean, that would do it. That could do it.
At that point, now the Clippers, like, wouldn't it have been awesome to know that, like, bless you, or whatever. Yeah. Was that a cough?
I don't know what else.
All right. So, like, imagine, like, being a bettor and knowing that Blake Griffin punches the equipment manager the night before. Because they went to Toronto and lost, which I'm sure Toronto was favored because they're on a hot streak. But I think Toronto covered that night.
I think they did, too, yeah. I think they did.
And just knowing that, like, he broke his right hand. Well, and you probably know that. Like, the team doctor probably knows that night, and it's in the inner circle.
Yeah.
Oh, that, hey, Blake Griffin just broke his hand.
I think he was supposed to return that night from his other injury, too. And then he didn't. Well, obviously. So, yeah, if you had that little bit of insider info right there, man.
That would have been huge.
That's what it's all about.
Maybe he said something like, you know, hey, they're 11-2 without you.
I think they won 9 in a row without him, like right off the bat. And then
and they went 2-2. It was 11-2, and then they lost the one against Toronto.
Yeah.
But my favorite, as I'm going through here, and I'm looking at, like, Blake Griffin, and you start Googling shit, and apparently Blake Griffin, so I said maybe the equipment manager looked at Blake Griffin and said, Matt Leinart is a better dad than you. And that would have actually warranted a fucking punch right there. Nobody tells me that Matt Leinart's a better dad than I am, right? So I guess, and I don't think that this is really out there. I'd never heard this before, that Blake Griffin and Matt Leinart have the same baby mama.
Yeah, yep.
They have him. And that baby mama is Jordan Cameron's sister.
Yep, and I think she used to play, like, sports at USC or I think she was, like, good herself, like volleyball or something like that.
Bryn Cameron.
Yeah. I think she was a pretty...
She's gorgeous.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, if you look into this girl, I think she might actually have another kid, unless I'm just adding rumor.
With Reggie Bush?
Who knows? Maybe.
Vince Young?
Maybe. They're all Eskimo brothers with with kids. But yeah, that's pretty fucked up. So if you say something like that, then yeah, you definitely deserve to get your ass kicked.
I think that's the winner right there. We're going to go with, and this is, according to our sources... According to our sources, the equipment manager looked at Blake Griffin and said, Matt Leinart is a better dad than you. And that's when Blake Griffin decided to punch the equipment manager multiple times in the face, sending him to a hospital and sending Blake Griffin back to the shelf.
Yes.
With a broken right hand.
That'll do it.
Moving on here in the hot mess, college hoops.
College hoops.
Moving on here in the hot mess, Major League Baseball. No, I always wanted to do that. Like college hoops, like it's January. You don't talk about college hoops in January, right? The only reason why we're talking about college hoops is that Shaq told reporters earlier this week that LSU paid him, quote, very well to play there. He jokingly added that, hey, the statute of limitations is up. Thanks, Shaq, for that. Apparently, he didn't go to class at LSU. So he's basically saying what every casual college sports fan knows, that players are already getting paid to play. So I lived with a couple of guys in Virginia who went to Virginia Tech, and this was the Virginia Tech basketball team in like 2001, 2002.
They've never done anything,
and this is, I think, pre-Seth Greenberg, or like in Seth Greenberg's early years when they were actually NIT-ish.
Uh-huh.
So the basketball players there, after every single game, they come back to their locker, and there were envelopes of cash waiting for them.
Wow.
And this is the basketball team,
they
suck dick.
Yeah.
So imagine what the guys at Duke were getting.
Holy
shit. Or imagine what the football players at Virginia Tech, because this is Michael Vick.
Yeah.
This is, you know, when they're
And this
when
is just money
good.
From the university, from somebody.
Boosters.
Boosters, okay. Mm-hmm. And not from gamblers that we know of, right? Just from boosters to
Correct,
play there.
Correct, from boosters,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, what's amazing about this is, did you ever see Basketball?
I did.
The movie Basketball? Mm-hmm. They predicted this. Like, and there's a part in Basketball where they're like, well, everyone knows Shaq made his money in college. Like, they say, like, it's like a running joke.
That's outstanding.
Movie. Yeah. Yeah. So now, all these years later, Basketball is proved correct. Trey Parker, Matt Stone, the South Park geniuses were on it way before anybody else that Shaq made his money in college.
That might be my article tomorrow on the Daily Upper Decker. DailyUpperDecker.com. Find us on Facebook.
I'm telling you.
Twitter, at Daily Upper Deck. That is, I got to go back and get that. Yeah.
It's great. I can't remember how it comes up, but they're like, oh, no, they say something about Shaq being rich, and they're just like, everybody knows Shaq made his money in college. I always thought it was so random when I was a kid. Like, I was like, why do they talk about Shaq making his money in college? And here we are all these years later, older and wiser, and Basketball was there all along.
Well, I think like the craziest part, though, when you see this, and so you know, so Shaq comes out and he says he made money, and it's not like just the good players are making money. Everybody on the team is getting money, right? So... But then you hear like this whole uproar by players, or the players just know that they have them at the balls because they're not going to come out. The school isn't going to come out and say, no, we're paying you after each game. You're getting your money. So are the players just greedy nowadays and saying like, you know, hey, we should just keep saying that we need more money.
Yeah,
that we should keep getting paid. Because I want to know what they're doing with this money. Because I guess like these envelopes aren't small.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like they just open them up and there's like, here's $50, go get yourself a couple of Subway sandwiches.
I mean, maybe that's where they get all their tattoos and their shoes and their clothes
and their
stuff.
Cars.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. Like, these kids on like the campus of Tennessee, I remember when I was, I took that virgin out for a couple of dates when I met down in Manhattan Beach.
Yeah.
She was a University of Tennessee volleyball player. And she obviously didn't fuck any of the guys on campus, but she said that all the football players, all the basketball players were driving around in like Cadillac SUVs and like just huge cars. Yet they're all from the ghetto. They're all super poor because they're given all this money. They're given these cars. They're given everything.
So it's just like steroids in baseball in the late 90s.
Everyone knows.
Everyone knows. Just don't say anything. Yeah, that's how it goes.
Wow, he chose Tennessee because he just really wanted to stay in state. moving on here in the hot mess. We're going to start talking Major League Baseball. And I love talking baseball in the winter because you know that the summer's right around the corner. That it's one of those great things to talk about. Even though the Super Bowl is going to be the big story for the next week and a half, like talking baseball, it's like, God,
it's so close.
But I'm a huge baseball fan. Like T-Shawn, well, I just don't get the game. I mean, the game should be 2 hours.
It's a little slow.
I don't have 3.5 hours to sit around watching this shit. Get on the mound and throw the pitch. So we have two baseball stories here. This is great. Number one, John Rocker endorsed Donald Trump this week. Which I thought was just
He's really racking him up this week, Trump. He did Sarah Palin, now he's got John Rocker. That's fantastic.
So almost the conspiracy theory that he's in cahoots with the Clintons is really starting to come full circle here.
I hadn't even heard that yet.
Oh yeah, that people think that he's working with the Clintons to where like he's trying to say all this shit and people are loving him. But then when it comes down to the ballot, when it's Donald Trump against Hillary Clinton, who are you going to vote for? I'm going to vote for Hillary because I don't want that fucking guy as my president, right?
Wow.
So it's almost like, who can he get on his side? So I don't know who this is worse for, John Rocker or Donald Trump, right? So John Rocker comes out and he says, I've always wanted to see that person who's like, yeah, I've made these comments. These are my beliefs. And you know what? If you don't like it, stick it. Donald Trump is that guy.
Yeah.
I think he has really woken America up. I think that is something that millions and millions of Americans have been waiting for probably a decade or two to hear something, maybe even since former President Reagan.
Did you say Reagan like that too?
Reagan. Reagan. So you know, whenever I read this story, you know, people, you look at it one way. I always try to like keep the wheels turning. And I was like, God, could there be any worse endorsement from any worse athlete to get an endorsement from you're a political candidate?
In recent memory, I mean, like right now, like Kurt Schilling is pretty bad. Like he's fucking nuts, right? Yeah. He's gone that way where he's just way out there, right, conservative nuts.
What I can't believe about Kurt Schilling is you have the four letter telling you, like, we're going to give you six figures.
Yeah.
To just call baseball games, tweet about baseball stuff, whatever. And you're like, you know what? I'm going to risk that and talk about Nazis and Obama and like all this shit.
Yeah.
And just, who does that?
He's already like, the guy was a legend. Then he beats cancer. It's like, everyone's on your side. Mm-hmm. Why the fuck don't you just shut up? Like, don't tweet racist, bigoted bullshit. Like, you'll be okay if you just don't do that.
If someone told me, like, hey, we're going to pay you six figures a year, but you can't do the Daily Upper Decker podcast, be like, no problem. I'll get Ryan and the boys at Crab Diving Network to make sure everything's down.
Yeah.
I'll completely remove Tommy Gimler from the internet. We'll make sure that, you know, you can't get anything.
I would find a way to make it happen.
No more songs about taking a shit for six figures a year? Yeah, no problem. No problem. I'll shut it down. But I can't believe these guys. But they're just egomaniacs,
totally.
Right? They're just morons. Yep. And that's why it happens. So here's a list. And you tell me if these guys are worse. So John Rocker endorses Donald Trump. You tell me, are these guys a worse endorsement?
Okay.
Aaron Hernandez.
Worse.
Greg Hardy.
Worse.
Yeah, right.
He's worse, yeah.
Johnny Manziel.
No, he'd be better.
Right.
Definitely.
Yeah, you'd actually get the young crowd, I think.
Exactly,
because there are a lot of people who still love Johnny football.
Oh, totally, yeah.
And you'd win Texas, for sure.
Yes, yeah, Johnny absolutely. Manziel.
Dwight Howard.
Man, he sucks so much, but he's a little bit better. Little bit.
He wouldn't fit with Donald Trump because, you know, Donald Trump is like, make America great again. It's all about like the pussification of America. Like, he's against it.
Yeah.
And you don't want the sports world's biggest pussy and Dwight Howard.
I was
going to
say, Trump and Howard wouldn't see eye to eye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lawrence Phillips. Oh, wait. Oh, Lawrence Phillips is dead. What a shame.
Yeah, it'd probably be better.
He had so much to offer. He had so much. You don't hear Lawrence Phillips' mom. Is she still alive? You don't hear Lawrence Phillips' mom coming to his defense like, oh, my baby, he was going to be something in this world.
Poor Lawrence Phillips. Was his mom like front in the public back in the day? I don't remember that.
No, you always hear like when you hear like a 20-year-old kid up in Stevens Point where I went to college getting shot by the cops in an armed robbery, and like he's been in trouble with the law since 14, and the mom always comes out and she's like, my baby.
Yeah, he was a saint.
He was gonna be a senator. No, he's not. Ray Lewis.
Ray Lewis would be a little bit better. I mean, everyone's forgotten about the murder.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That was a long time.
No, but he won a Super Bowl since then.
He's found Jesus twice since then. The Juice.
Are we talking about the real Juice or Cuba Gooding Jr. playing the Juice?
That's who's playing OJ.
He's playing
in the
him
new
in
series?
That in that FX series. Yeah,
wow.
American Crime Story or whatever. Yeah,
wow.
I know.
Is
I just
really?
Found that out recently. Yeah, I saw one of the trailers. I was like, wait a minute, that was Cuba Gooding Jr.
I hope there's.
Apparently, he didn't meet him or anything. Like, there was rumors that like Cuba like went and met OJ, but like, no, he's just making it all up.
I hope there's some like bloopers at the end where he's like, he's at the trial and all of a sudden he's like putting the glove on and he's like, show me the money.
Or he does his radio. Ron roll, Cuba. Radio sucked.
No. We're not going with the retard defense here. Let's go. Let's see. Lenny Dykstra.
Man.
He's a batshit crazy dude right there.
No, that's worse.
It is. I'll say Lenny Dykstra is dead before the age of 57.
That's a good bet. I'd take the under on that. He's probably, what is he now? Probably close to 50? Or maybe he is 50.
Is he maybe high 40s?
Yeah, maybe. I'll check that one.
Because he was still playing. He was still playing, but he was a youngster with the Mets in the mid-80s. He was probably like, what, like 24 in 1985?
Yeah, I mean, he's already been
famous. Oh, so he's 50s. He's definitely
52.
In his 50s.
Yeah,
he's definitely in his 50s.
Yeah, give him five more years. 57 and a half.
Yeah, he's an idiot. Yeah. Barry Bonds.
You know, he's making a little comeback. That's slightly better. Man, I think Bonds better.
Remember,
I think Bonds
this,
and Trump.
Is that a worse endorsement than John Rocker?
Better than Rocker. Slightly. Right. Slightly. Right.
Lance Armstrong.
Oh, my God. I'm going to say worse.
Jose Canseco.
Oh, dude, that's a whole lot of crazy. Can you imagine Canseco and Sarah Palin and Trump on the stage together? Just give them each a mic. Let them rally up the troops.
Yeah, you just I would love. Hey, Jose Canseco, I'm going to pay you $500 for the next hour. I'm just going to hit record on this tape recorder
right
here.
You just
talk. I'm going to hit record. Just go ahead, buddy. Just unleash. Milton Bradley, remember that guy?
Oh my God, yeah.
Is he still alive or is he in jail?
Last team he was on was what? Probably the Red Sox,
the Mariners.
Or something like
yeah,
that?
He was.
Oh yeah,
yeah, it was,
yeah,
he was crazy.
He was crazy. I would say that's probably worse because he's so irrelevant now. He had his time.
Yeah, he'd probably be like, you know, he'd probably put a rally on like somewhere in like Southern Ohio. Like Milton Bradley's responsible. He'd be like Donald Trump, and he'd have a gun just going off, like something crazy. Ryan Braun,
that's your boy. I mean, I'm sure that's probably better.
Better for the Jew vote.
Yeah, Jew vote.
Jews still love Ryan Braun.
More white.
More MLB.
All right, here we go. Before we get into our favorite story, the one I've wanted to talk about since the opening. The dude who died jerking off in his car in Detroit.
Yes, we're still waiting for that, right?
Which is pretty much the greatest thing to happen to the city of Detroit in a minimum 15 years. Fangraphs. Fangraphs. Basically, if you don't know what Fangraphs is, it's basically a collection of dorks who project standings and player output for the upcoming season. And even like halfway through the season, they'll be like, okay, this is what's going on. This is what you can expect the rest of the year. And all they do is they crunch numbers.
Yeah, algorithms and shit like that.
They're just a bunch of fucking dorks. And they've released their predictions for the upcoming 2016 MLB season. And I'm going to be honest, it looks as though they're smoking some really good shit.
Oh, man.
I mean, I cannot believe some of these totals. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a projected record.
Okay.
And a place in a division. And you tell me if you think the – you tell
name
me what
the
team.
Okay.
Name the team. Well, again, I'll give you the division and the projected record. The projected record, you tell me the team.
So I can guess the team. Okay. Got
Are
it.
We ready?
Yes.
All right. All right. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay? Here we go. All right. First team. Fangraphs, 92-70, first place in the AL East.
AL East. Let's see. You know what? I'm going to go with, man, I'll go with Toronto.
That is incorrect.
Whoa. I mean, they were hot last year, right?
They had the Blue Jays finishing fourth.
What?
83-79.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess
first place, winning the AL East with 92 wins, the Baltimore Orioles.
What the
team who finished 81-81 a year ago?
Unbelievable. So they have them 92-70 for the Orioles, a team that could never get over the hump, ever.
Last year. So did they bring anybody in?
No, but all they did was re-sign Davis, right?
Well, they brought in Mark Trumbo.
Okay, Trumbo, who was kind of a bust last year, wasn't he?
And they've got an Asian kid out in left field this year. So, I mean, maybe when it comes to, like, fantasy sports, maybe pick him up.
Yeah.
Pick up this Asian kid, Kim. So, yeah, Trumbo, Chris Davis.
Wow. That's baffling. So they have...
And they're pitchers, but they're also supposedly in on, like, the Yovani Gallardo sweepstakes.
Okay.
But he's a number three at best, especially in that ballpark.
Were they going after Cespedes too before he went to the Mets? They were, right?
Correct, yeah. And I think their bullpen's good, shit like that. But 92-70, wow. I'll have what you're having.
Yeah.
92-70. I bet you when Vegas comes out, like the over under for the Baltimore Orioles will be 81.5.
I was gonna say
somewhere right around.
Maybe
there.
82, yeah. Yeah.
All right. So far, not a good
0 for
start.
1, for you. No. Doing horrible.
You almost have to think. Remember, I'm giving you these totals.
Right,
you almost
right.
have to think like,
they're
oh
crazy.
My God, all right. So it's probably this. It's probably black, but
all
it's
right.
going to be white.
Time to go loco.
First place in the AL Central, 84-78.
Wow. So not a whole lot of confidence for the Central being good.
Now get this. The last place team is projected to be 77-85.
So 7 games difference.
Correct. That's a hell of a division right
and
there.
And the obvious choice is the Royals, but it's not going to be them. So I'm going to go with 84 and 78. I'm trying to think of any offseason moves. Won't be the White Sox. Let's go Tigers.
They actually have the Indians.
What the
atop
hell?
The AL Central at 84 and 78. Tigers 81 and 81. So it's almost like they look at like the Tigers bringing in Justin Upton,
yeah,
Jordan Zimmerman,
right,
and just saying like, does nothing for us.
Absolutely nothing at all.
Good luck with that.
Huh.
White Sox 80 and 82, despite adding Todd Frazier, Brett Lowry.
Mm-hmm.
Royals 78 and 84. The defending World Series champions.
And didn't they just re-sign Gordon too, or did he go somewhere?
No, they brought in, and so they re-signed Alex Gordon. Yeah. They signed Ian Kennedy.
That's right.
Because remember, they were good before they brought in Ben Zobrist.
Uh-huh.
Before they brought in what's his nuts? Johnny Cueto.
Yep.
They were, and you could say that they were almost worse once they got Johnny Cueto. Yeah. Like Johnny was, he wasn't that good. No. Like I was surprised.
He had like one good playoff.
He might have cost himself like $5 or $10 million in the long run there. So that's when I look at you and I look at this site and you know God bless them because they're probably getting paid and we're not, right? If you're working at Fangraphs,
yeah, that's a good point.
But if you're going to tell me that the Royals are going to finish 78 and 84,
one game better than the Twins,
1 year after going to the Royal or after going 1 year after going to the World Series for the second consecutive year. And you have the majority of that team, the same team, intact.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you you're fucking high. That's
correct.
What I'm going to tell
you. Yeah. Well, I hope Vegas is that stupid. I hope these guys talk with Vegas, and I hope
seriously,
it turns out that
man.
Way. Now, remember, last year they said the Royals were going to finish 79 and 83. That did not happen.
Nope.
They won the World Series.
Nope. And won games in the 90s. I think they had the over by, like, August, like early August.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Now, to be fair, I didn't pick them to win the division either.
I think I did, actually, last year. I was on that one.
But still, I would not make that same mistake this year. 78-84, get fucking bent.
All right.
I mean, if I'm at Fangraphs and I put this projection out, like, I'm hoping for a plane crash.
Maybe they're all...
I'm hoping for a team plane
Maybe they're
crash.
All trying to get fired. Maybe there's, like, a mutiny.
But it happens sometimes. Yeah. We're going to unionize. Like, if you don't allow us to unionize, these are the 2016 projections you're getting. All right, moving on to the NL Central. First place, 94 and 68.
Wow. 94. I mean, that has to be the Cubs. There's just no other. It can't be anybody but the Cubs.
So you're going to pick the Cubs over the Cardinals or Pirates?
You said it's fucked up.
I'll give you a hint. It's not the Reds or the Brewers.
Okay. I didn't think so. the obvious choice is the Cubs, so I will go with the Pirates.
That is incorrect. I talked you out of that.
Damn it.
I was like the prosecutors at Making a Murderer, and you were Brendan Dassey right there.
I don't know.
You gave me your story, and I was like, come on, Brendan. Brendan, I can't help you if you don't tell me the truth.
Okay.
You got to tell me the truth. You shot her, Brendan. When did you shoot her in the head?
4 o'clock.
So you're saying the Cubs? The Cubs? You want the Pirates, don't you? You're telling me you don't think the Pirates are going to be at the top of the division?
Okay.
Come on, Brendan.
Pirates.
Okay. All right. Pirates? Good. You need anything else like a soda? Are you good? We got the Pirates.
I got
you guys
class.
You guys get the Pirates?
Got
you
class
said the Pirates.
At 3:15.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Just sit there. We'll be right back.
Okay.
So, yeah, they have the Cubs.
Wow.
94 and 68.
All right. Well, that one made sense. I mean, 94 is still really fucking high, but...
Cardinals 83-79, Pirates 82-80, Reds 72-90, Brewers 70-92. And finally, the NL West.
Okay, NL West. I'm already thinking.
Which probably, if you think about the NL West, is like, they're almost like Raiders fans. Like, all the fans of these
totally.
Teams, like, you don't want to fuck with them.
Nope. So you got Doyers, you got Rockies, you got Giants, you got Diamondbacks.
We'll make this one more fun. 73 and 89, last place in the NL West. Who do you think it's going to be?
73 and 89. It's either the Rockies or the Diamondbacks, I'm thinking. Am I missing one? I'm missing one, aren't I? Oh, the Padres. They were supposed to be good last year, though. I'll stick with Rockies. 73-89 Rockies.
They're projected the Rockies to finish in fourth place, 74-88. They have the Padres.
Damn it.
Dipping down to last place, 73-89. Surprisingly, they have the Diamondbacks finishing 78-84.
Huh.
Now remember, this is with Paul Goldschmidt, AJ Pollock, and their two biggest offseason acquisitions, Zach Greinke.
Okay.
And Shelby Miller.
Yeah.
Last year they were 79-83.
So they're saying one game worse.
They're going to be one game worse. Who'd you pick up? Zach Greinke and who? Shelby Miller? Never heard of him.
Yeah.
One game worse. Put him down.
Two of the best last year. That's interesting. So I'm guessing first place Giants then?
Dodgers, second place Giants, which they don't even take into consideration that it's the other year for the Giants.
Even year, right?
It's even year, so you got to take the Giants in that division. Man. And it's almost just like they just said, so they lost Zach Greinke.
Yeah.
The Dodgers, right?
No big deal.
They lose Zach Greinke. They're like, it's three games.
These guys are fucking insane.
Again, there was an article my buddy Tim Rogers sent me that basically said it was like the top six professions that are full of shit.
Yeah.
Number one, sports writing. So it's like us sitting here talking sports.
These guys have to have some sort of stats to back it up, though, right? Like,
I think they're big sabermetric dorks. They crunch numbers and that's it. Like, they don't take into consideration. Yeah. Who's managing the team? They don't take into consideration that the Mariners have a brand new manager this year. They don't take a first-year manager.
None of the human stuff.
Correct.
So until the the A's actually win a World Series, I'm not going to buy into that shit. So, and I'm not going to buy into these assholes. They're figures.
Yeah,
numbers.
This is. I honestly have to take a couple of screenshots of this just for the end of the year when we come back to it, just to say like, hey, remember those assholes from FanGraphs? They were terrible.
God, what if they end up being right on? That'd be insane. Like, just nailing all the first and last place teams.
They're not. They're not. I don't even think, I honestly don't think, with the exception of, like, the Cubs and the Nationals, I think that they missed out. They missed four of the six division winners.
What if, like, some guy was, like, just threw in a bunch of bullshit numbers and they didn't see it? Like, just fucked with their algorithm hardcore? Mm-hmm. Like, that's what happened here. Like, they just, especially in the AL, just threw a bunch of fucking fake numbers.
They invited Bill James over for a day and he, like, pulled out two cords or something like
exactly,
that.
Exactly,
it's like, hey, fuck you kids, I started this. All right, here we go. Final segment of today's hot mess. It's time.
Waiting for it.
For the crap. A 58-year-old Michigan man was killed earlier this week when he rolled his car on an I-75 on-ramp and was partially ejected from the sunroof. Police found him unresponsive around 3:30 a.m. Not only did he not have a pulse, but you guessed it, he also didn't have any pants on. And that's because police said he was masturbating while watching porn on his cell phone, and that likely led to the crash.
Unbelievable.
Imagine the detective who's going to get the accolades for that.
I mean, I will say porn on your phone has no ads, so it's very nice. Very easy. Very enjoyable. User-friendly.
It is. Gary, I do believe that he died doing what he loved does apply here, but let me get your thoughts on this here.
Hey-o. I mean, it was 3:30 in the morning when they found him, right?
Right.
So you got to imagine he's pretty drunk or fucked up. And that internet porn sometimes is like a siren song, you know?
Uh-huh.
And when you're drunk, you know, I've gotten a DUI. I've been there.
I wonder if, like, someone at, like, you know, Smitty's at the bar, like, told them, like, dude, did you see the new Alexis Texas lesbian video?
Oh, you got to get a load of this Mia Khalifa. She's out of this world. Those tits. You got to see.
Is she that Muslim? I don't know if I can do it. No.
Oh, you see, check it out.
You will see this Muslim girl. You will not care that she is Al-Qaeda. You will just lose your shit. You got to see it. You know what, Johnny? Don't even wait until you get home. As soon as you start the car and make your way home, right before you get on the on-ramp, make sure you're already watching Mia Khalifa taking some dick.
He's like, let me see your phone. As he's closing his tab, he's queuing it up for him. He's like, there you go. Take that. There you go. Get in your car. Trust me on this one. Put it up on the dash.
What's your main porn browser here? Pornhub? No. They don't have a lot of HD. Go to VPorn over here. That's where I see. That's where you get a lot of your HD right over there. Free HD.
And you know what? Don't unbuckle your pants. You're going to want to get a head start on this one. Pull them down a little bit when you get in there.
Unbelievable. So this is what I wanted to bring up. I wanted to bring up earlier. Remember, it was the fisting the Pope, right?
Yes, yes.
So do you think that when they created the internet and then smartphones, mm-hmm. do you think that this ever came up? Like, should we deactivate being able to watch porn on cell phones while a car is in motion? They're like, no, no one's going to be that stupid. No one's going to do that. Because you have to think, like, all of these companies, right? Like, I always use Southwest as an example. All of these companies always come up with, like, they sit in a room and they're like, okay, let's pretend you're the dumbest person on this planet.
It'd be fun to play that person.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah. Well, Jim Jefferies has a great bit, right? Yeah. He has a great bit about the dumbest person. He's like, the planet can only go as fast as the dumbest person on the planet. Like, we should all be able to fly cars right now, right? The majority of us could do it, but because of the dumbest person, you can't have flying cars because they'd fly into a fucking house. So, like, when you're at South, when these people are at Southwest, right? Like, I honestly think the system of Southwest is pretty easy.
Yeah.
You buy your ticket, you check in 24 hours ahead of time, and then A1 through 30, yep. A31 through 60, that's it. And they probably sit around because at first it was just A's, B's, and C's. And then you had to get there early and sit and hold your spot and shit like that. And then they got together and they're like, well, we can do the numbers. Yeah, that's way better. And they're like, but do you think Sid will be able to figure it out? Do you think Sid from Toledo will be able to figure this out, right? So, and it's crazy because they can't.
No.
Southwest has made it as easy as possible. Get on.
Yeah.
You get to pick your seat. Any of these seats that are open.
Every time I fly Southwest, it's a clusterfuck. You have a whole family that like is in the A1 through like right in the middle. You're like, oh no, that says B26. Like you need to wait. You need to step off to the side with your kids too. Everyone, just move. Like move over, and you feel like the asshole because they can't follow the rules every time. Though you're right.
Or you see someone who gets on and they're like C45, and they're like they're so pissed that there are no seats.
Yeah, they checked in like right before they got there.
What part now? Southwest has been using this system since their inception.
Yeah.
So, like, what part about flying Southwest and like not checking in 24 hours ahead of time didn't you get? But so getting back to this dude who's jerking off while he's driving at 3:30 in the morning, probably hammered.
Yep.
Like, I love how his pants were all the way off.
It's insane.
Like, right? It wasn't like he was just pulled below his ass or enough just to get his cock out or like enough to get his hand inside his pants. He was like, that's when you know he was hammered.
Oh yeah.
He was like, I don't fucking care. I want someone to notice. Like, you know, I want a trucker to drive by.
Yeah, maybe he was hoping to, like, catch a googly eyes of a beautiful lady at 3:30 in the morning and show her his dick.
Well, there are sometimes, like, you know, you're growing up and you're like, God, man, I think someone's going to be home in 10 minutes. And after a while, you get into the mode and you're like, I don't even care.
Yeah,
I don't even care if they get home. I want to, you know.
Inhibitions are out the window.
And so this dude's got his pants all the way off. Like, he's not wearing pants. They're completely off his body. But I wonder if like the cell phone companies, because you got to figure like 20 years from now, if not even 20 years, probably like 5-10 years from now, it'll be impossible to like access videos while you're driving, right?
I wouldn't be surprised if they like literally install a breathalyzer in phones pretty soon. Like, so you can't
text people.
You can't text while
can't
you're
call
drunk.
Your boss.
All that shit. No drunk texting, no drunk driving and texting, like all those things because we need more like fail-safe thing features out there to stop people from dying for looking at porn.
But I wonder if like going into like when they get into work tomorrow, if there's someone who like is going to show up into like the think tank, like, you know, like let's say there's a building that's like the think tank building in Washington, D.C. I wonder if like one guy, Mikey, who like predicted this 4 years ago and everyone was like, shut the fuck up. No one's going to get into their car at 3:30 in the morning, pull their pants all the way off, start jerking it while they're watching porn on their cell phone, and flip their car because of it.
Shut the fuck up, Mikey.
Let's worry about real problems here. I guarantee he's going to show up, and he's going to sit down. He's going to have, like, two different newspapers. He's going to have, like, you know, different links.
Oh, man.
I honestly think, I mean, it's, again, the year is younger than a chick that Roman Polanski likes to rape, but this is definitely, I think, story of the year. A 58-year-old Michigan man killed while he was jerking off to porn on his cell phone and driving at the same time.
God, I love that he was partially ejected from the sunroof too, so not all the way. And like, you know how when you die, like your hands lock up and you're all that. What if he had an erection?
He had to
and
have.
So
it was
it's
great.
Just you, the windshield. The first thing you see is this guy on top, and you look through, and you can just see his dick right there, fully erect through the windshield, staring at you. His pants were off, so obviously you'd see everything.
See, if I'm a cop, especially in Detroit, I think it's I don't know if it was in Detroit, but it's somewhere in Michigan.
Yeah.
If I'm a cop, especially in a state like Michigan, like I want to be on duty when that happens because I can't wait to tell that story at every family function. Like, guys, everyone gather around. Hey, commercial hip hop. You know, hey, mute it right here. You're not going to believe this shit. The dude's name was Henry Winkler. It was unreal. Unreal. Well, Gary, thanks a lot for coming.
No
in. It's
problem.
Been a hell of a podcast. Make sure you check us out every single day at dailyupperdecker.com. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, at Daily Upper Deck, also on Vine. And make sure you tune in next week. It is the Daily Upper Deckers very special Super Bowl preview.
Hell yeah.
So we'll get Rakish. Maybe we'll get you here. Gambling with Gary, we'll get you in here.
I love it. I'm Team Irvin all the way on the Pro Bowl, too, just so you know. Put your money on Team Irvin.
We got this weekend in the Pro Bowl. More
Team
like,
Irvin, baby.
Who gives a fuck?
The Daily Upper Decker. Nothing but sports and crap.